Gabe, my husband, still incredibly sexy at 42, approaches me from behind in our walk-in closet, wraps his muscular arms tightly around my waist, and kisses my neck hungrily. Truth be told, I heard his approaching footsteps 30 seconds earlier, stomping across our hardwood floor from the shower, pretended as though I didn't, and let him think he pulled one over on me. I sink against his bare chest, still slightly damp, feeling those wispy hairs like feathers against my back. God, he feels good. His warm hands cup my breasts as he gently turns us both to face the full-length mirror on the back of the door. I look, unintentionally, pretty damn porn, wearing a lacy black strapless push-up bra and matching panties, my favorite high-heeled sandals, clutching my new birthday dress, a one-shouldered form-fitting snorkel blue number, which I was about to put on pre-Gabe Interruptus. His clean-shaven face nestles into my blowout. It really has been a while, a few months perhaps, since he's made this particular move, which is slightly surprising. But if I'm totally honest with myself, nothing really surprises me about us anymore, and sometimes I wish it did. There are those days when I go for my morning run and wonder what would happen if I just keep going past the 3-mile marker and never look back. Where would that road take me? It's more of a passing thought than a tangible want. I love my husband. We are each other's history, having chalked up more than 25 years together from high school seniors onward. So many years, so many sexual encounters, that Gabe's closet seduction feels a bit rom-com predictable. The left hook you know is coming. And yet, I smile into the mirror. We're still good. Still us. "Happy birthday, babe," he whispers into my ear while tracing my body in a more demanding way, which, if I don't put a stop to where this is headed, will definitely make us late to my own birthday dinner in the city. "Do you believe I'm sleeping with a 42-year-old? "That's 2 21-year-olds to you, bitch," I retort playfully, as I tenderly pull away but kiss him first, long and lingering, a kiss that says I'm not rejecting you, just delaying you. "We have to get moving. We are already going to be 20 minutes late. You know Samantha and Eric. Dinner is at 7:30, but they will be there at 7. I tenderly graze my finger over the slim scar next to his left eyebrow. "Continue this later?" Gabe nods his disappointment, his towel sliding off his waist in the process, and I catch it, anticipating the fall as I do just about everything else about my husband. As predicted, Samantha and Eric are already at Fig and Olive, the swanky new French Mediterranean restaurant downtown that everyone is talking about. So are Lauren and Matt. Not only are we running a half hour late, but also traffic from the burbs to the city is pure hell, much worse than usual. And it's a Tuesday night. There must be an accident up ahead somewhere. By the time we take the tiny elevator up to the Oak Street restaurant, our best friends are already well into their second round at the large rectangular bar, the ornate centerpiece of the dining room. "Sophie!" my girls scream out, waving their wine goblets in the air, crimson liquid bouncing over the rims. "Over here!" As though I don't see them, as though everyone else doesn't hear them. I laugh to myself. Hillbilly suburbanites, the Clampets let out of their 3-car garages. "I love this place. Everybody is so hip." Samantha points to her extremely low-cut dress. "Too slutty? Eric thinks so. Who cares, right? Happy birthday, gorgeous mama." "Perfect amount of slutty. You look great." I squeeze her tightly. Samantha and Lauren have been my closest friends since high school, and they both smell amazing. A mix of Cabernet and Jo Malone. I, of course, am wearing the same scent. We bought our new perfume together last weekend at Neiman's. We pretty much don't make a move without the other's tacit approval. Our group of six has been together for years. Eric is a college add-on, but the rest of us have been friends since high school. We vacation together, celebrate every milestone and holiday together. Every important occasion is shared with one another, Samantha and Eric, Lauren and Matt, Sophie and Gabe, and our kids. I am happy this way, like curl up in a favorite blanket on a rainy day happy. No matter what life brings, ups and downs, twists and turns, these are my people.